In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Well, you know, it's been a year since my sweetheart left me. This is the Sunday, the last Sunday she was here. And it's not been too easy in September, but God's been even closer than ever. Will you turn with me in your Bibles, only the verse of Scripture? Psalm chapter number 39. Also in Psalm chapter number 90. We'll read these two verses of Scripture. May the Lord bless the reading of His Word. Psalm 39, verse number 4 and 5, I believe. Psalms 90 and verse number 12. Psalm verse number 39, verse number 4 begins like this, Lord, make me to know mine end, and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days at a handbreadth. Mine age it is nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Then Psalm 90, verse number 12 says, so teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Folks, our days are numbered. We was in a funeral yesterday. It was amazing to me. May the Lord bless the reading of His Word. How God can line up something. The preacher that came before me, he read one scripture after another. Didn't say a lot about him, didn't have to. But it was good. You know what he was reading about? The certainty and the fact that death is a reality. It's real. I mean, like you can't make no covenant with it. Hebrews 9:27, it's appointed a man once to die. And after death, the judgment. And so listen, we was looking at a casket in front of us, and death was very, very evident right in front of us. Did you know they've been kings? They've been people from kings on down. They wouldn't even let anybody mention death in their presence. Some of them said, I'm never going to die. Some of them said, I don't ever want to think about death. But I only this morning, I believe God wants us. It's not a funeral. We don't know who's next, whose funeral will be next. But I tell you, I believe with all my heart, God is saying something to us this morning. That death is a reality and death is certain and death is at the end of life. And this and the other minister yesterday was preaching, he was preaching and teaching the fact and reading the scripture after scripture concerning the fact that death is at the end of life. One of these verses God laid on, it already laid on my heart even yesterday. I said, Lord, you know what you're doing. And what I tried to share, and I believe God still got it on my heart this morning, is simply the fact that not only is death a reality and death is certain and death is coming to every one of us, is a fact of what kind of a death. Do we want to die? And Balaam was a prophet. He was getting hired. He was getting hired by Balak, right? To curse the people of God. But he couldn't. Curse at it, God's blessed you can't, and blessed at it, God's cursed you can't. Although he was a prophet, but he had got hired by Balak to curse him. He couldn't, but you know what he said? He said, let me die the death of the righteous, And let my life sin, let it be like his. Now I want to say first of all that death is not the end. There's an end, there's a part after death. And therefore we need to realize from the scripture this morning, more than ever before, the very fact that death not only is a reality, and death is not only the end of life, and death is not only the end of this journey that we pass in through this life, but it's something we can die, either the death of the righteous or the death of the wicked. The Bible said he had no pleasure in the death of the wicked. But he said in Psalm 116, verse number 15, you know what he said? He said, precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his saints. It's one thing to die the death of the righteous. It's another thing to die the death of the wicked. God said he didn't have no place in the death of the wicked. It's an awful thing to die lost, is what I'm trying to say this morning. Oh God, help us and help us to realize the fact. Listen, no one, that's why the psalmist said, teach me to number our days. He said, God's got a number. Listen, just a handbreadth. That's not long, is it? He said, teach me to number our days and to apply our hearts unto wisdom. It's strange we can count everything else, but we don't want to count our days. You ever notice he didn't say, count ye, number ye years? He didn't say number them. He said number your days. You don't know if we got another year or not. He talks about 70. I'm pretty close to that. Some of you done passed it. Some of you close. By reason of strength, 80. That's 80. And some of you got there and some gone beyond it. And some of us are bumping the door. But you know what? Death is a reality. But what kind of death do you want to die? How are you going to die the death of the righteous? You going to get good enough to do that? No. I think I need to stop just a moment and explain a little here and say, how do we die the death of the righteous? How are we going to do it? You ever going to get good enough? No. You ever going to, listen, you know, if you, it ain't going to be no righteousness of your own. Bible said our own righteousness is a filthy rags, no good, no good, no good, can't get good enough. Listen, not our own self. And so how are we going to get the righteousness? How are we going to die? Listen, as a righteous person, I tell you there's only one way you can do it. The Bible said him that knew no sin became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God. We got to be made righteous by the blood of Jesus Christ. And in him and through him and by him, we can have righteousness, that we can die a righteous life. It's all through him, by him, for him, thank God. If you're going to die the death of the righteous, you got to have some righteousness imputed to you through our wonderful Lord. It can come no other way being made righteous in the blood of Christ. And you don't want to die outside of him. Listen, so you got to be made righteous, got to be born again, got to have a shed blood put on you. Oh, glory to God. Listen, and he'll take your sins and give you his righteousness, and then you can live for him through this life with the righteousness of Christ shining through you and the glory of God on your soul and in your heart. Then when it comes your time to die, you can die in grace and die in faith and die in hope. This is because it's hope to those that die the death of the righteous. You know why we can die? The death of the righteous? Because he died for us. And because he rose again. Hallelujah. That's my Lord. He said, let me die that death. That death of the righteous. I'll tell you, the righteous die well. The old preacher said somebody told him about those that went to his church. You know, he said what the testimony of them was? They die good. They die well. You know what Carol told me? She said, you've helped prepare me for this day. I've been listening to you preach for 40-something years. And said, you helped prepare me for this day. And if you believe what you're preaching, you can preach my funeral. And I had to tell myself that again before this morning. If I believe what I'm preaching, and I believe when the righteous die, you can know it. You wonder how she died like she did? Because she knew God. And she'd been made righteous in the blood of Christ. Not because she's perfect, neither because I'm perfect. No, we wasn't, and not. But he is. And I'm robed and clothed in his righteousness. Hallelujah. That's why she didn't have to fear death. You know what? I got a close brush with it myself. But I can tell you, if there's anything going like it is getting a close touch to it, it's not bad. I'm telling you. Because there's a peace that passeth all understanding. There's a rest that's beyond you can imagine when you get close to that door. I'm telling you. You know why? Because to die the death of the righteous is far better. Paul said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. He said, I got a desire to part and be with Christ. Which is worse? No. Far better. That ain't all he said. He said it's gain. He said me to live is Christ. And to die is what? Gain. You know why it's not gain with some people? They're not living with Christ. Listen, men and women, boys and girls, listen, mamas and daddies, if you're living for Christ, it's gain. What is it in Revelation 14? Blessed are they which die in the Lord. From henceforth they shall rest from the labors, and their works do follow them. Whew. Hallelujah. They blessed. They far better. It's gain to die the death of the righteous. You can have all this worldly stuff you want. It ain't going to help you when it comes to die. Ain't no one thing going to help you. You got to be clothed and wrapped and rolled and wrapped and covered and washed in the blood and have his righteousness. And you die the death of the righteous. You said, I don't like to talk about death. It's not going to change it, none. You know what our brother Charles Haddon Spurgeon died over 100 years ago, preached, one of the greatest preachers probably since Apostle Paul. You know what he said? He had twin boys. When they was just small, he'd take them out in the graveyard. He said, boy, look here. Look at these little graves. Of course, they lived, grow up and be preachers. But he said he wanted them to get acquainted and realize that death can come any time, any place, to anyone at any age. I can't tell you who it was. I think I met one of the sisters not too long ago. There was some family that lived right close to my grandma and Grandpa Smith. They had some children. One of them died. About our age. We was probably 8 or 10 years old. I don't know what happened to them, but I know the lost one. But you know, I never forgot that. Did something in my heart. I never forgot a child. In all my childhood, God was working with me. And I was seeing how brief life was. And how, you know, you remember that verse I read a while ago? Lord, make me to know my end. To know it. To know not only the end is death of this life, But to know beyond this life, there's another life. And Lord, make me to know the end. And also he said, know how frail I am. One heartbeat from death. One heartbeat from the throne. One heartbeat from heaven. We can never. Hey, you need to really, you know what the Bible said, we need to die daily? There's a lot different meanings you look at that at. But you look at it one way like this. We need to just get acquainted with it. Get familiar with it. That's right. Because ain't nothing dying but the body. That's all. Just the body. Spirit slipping out. Soul leaving the spirit and soul leaving the body behind. And going into that spirit realm. Hallelujah. It's a wonderful place. Yes, it is. Hey, you ever thought about it? I won't die the death of the righteous. I do too. It's a wonderful one. It's one that don't have no sting in it. It's one that's got victory over it. A Christian has. But you know, we ain't going to live in these bodies always. But we'll get some new ones one day. Hallelujah. Hey. I won't die the death of the righteous. He said, Lord, let my last end be like his. Then the psalmist said, make me to know my end. Well, first of all, I'm going to say a word or two about that before we close. You know what? You need to know and know and know. Be sure what's going to happen to you. Where you going when you leave this body. Because one day, if Jesus tarries, we'll leave. I was telling my girls something the other day, a couple of them. I said, your mama's gone. I said, y'all may have to do this or that if the Lord tarries till I'm gone. Well, we started weeping. That's normal. But when we leave this world, it's over, folk. If you don't do anything for God, that's what God's been really dealing with me about since he raised me back up. Since Carol been gone. If we don't do anything for God, we got to do it. If time lasts, one of these other preachers had to be preaching. I won't be here. Of course, I'm thinking on staying a while till the Lord comes. Had one of my cousins preach one of my cousins' funeral yesterday. Got piles and piles of more of them cousins. Had one of them tell me, says, you got to preach my funeral, and I'm figuring on living to be 100. And she's not but a year or two older than I am. I said, well, you go ahead and live to be 100, and I'm going to try to live to preach your funeral. You know what? Death. Talk about it. Think about it. You know what I didn't like to think about, Brother Calvin, when I went right with God? It was scary. Awful. Bad. But I'm going to tell you what it is now. To the believer, it's a wonderful thought. Hallelujah. Not only die the death of the righteous, but know the end after that. Know where I'm going. Well, there were two places to go. There ain't no place to go to and be prayed out. You're going where you're going. But thank God you know where you're going. Lord, let me know. Teach me. Let me know my end. Where I'm headed. Glory to God. I know where I'm going. Somebody said you can't be too confident. I'm confident in one thing. I stand on the word of God. What he said, so. He said, whosoever believeth in him shall have glory to God. Have everlasting life. He's given me a life. got it. Now, I'm not waiting to get it. I got it living in Him. Eternal life. Never end. You said, I wish I could believe that. Well, you get excited if you believe it. If it ever come real to you. He said, make me to know where I'm going. Where are you headed? Whew. I'm headed to the good place. Whew. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey. If you die the death of the righteous, you can have a peace. It's peaceful. Amen. Hallelujah. It sure is. Yeah, it's wonderful. That death of the righteous is wonderful. It sure is. It's better. Amen. It's wonderful. You know, that's why Paul said, I know whom I believe. I'm persuaded he's able to keep that which I've committed to him against that day. Hallelujah. You were singing that song a while ago, we're going to see him. We are. And Bible said in John 2:28, he said, don't know what it be, we know when he'll appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Every man that had this hope in himself purifies himself even as he is pure. Thank God for the hope. When you die the death of the righteous, you got hope. When we lay our loved ones in the grave, we got hope. And we're not as sorry as others which have no hope. It's all right to grieve some. But the Holy Ghost been saying to me, you can't sorry now like the others ain't got no hope. Why is he saying that? Here it is. We got to go back. Hope. Better gain the death of the righteous. Oh. What about death of the wicked? What about death of the lost? What about death of those outside of Christ? Huh? Sad. Awful. Eternal fire. It sure is. You see, if you're born once, you die twice. If you're born twice, you're going to die only once. There's three deaths. Spiritual death, Ephesians 2:8, you have been quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. And listen, that's that spiritual death. And you've got to be resurrected from it and given life. And there's physical death. What's spiritual death? Separation from God. What's spiritual death? Separate the body and spirit from the spirit and soul. That's physical death. There's another one. What's the other death? The second death. You said, what is that? It's a lake of fire. Revelation. What is it? Cast into the lake of fire, which is the what? Second death. So you're going to die forever if you don't come to Christ and get in. And get your sins forgiven. Get born again. You don't want that. No, sir. My, I wish everybody could. I wish God, he may not do it. Them rich men in hell wanted God to send Lazarus back to witness to his brothers. He said, if they won't listen, they won't listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded the one rose from the dead. He said, if somebody would come back from dead and tell me, I'd. You got more proof right here, honey. Use that book. That's what Jesus was saying. But now God did let me dream about hell. He let me dream I died in winter. If that took that for you, if it takes that for you, you know what I'm going to pray? God, give them a dream. Let them dream, and I can guarantee you, if you dream what I dream, you won't sleep on. You'll wake up like I did, weeping. And that's what I'm going to pray. If you're here this morning, never been saved, never been born again, and you can't die the death of the righteous until you're made righteous in Christ, then I'm going to pray that God will send you a dream. That's what it takes. And he can do it. So don't be surprised what God might let you dream. How God might give you a warning. How God might wake you up. Because he's very able to do it. Yes, he is. He's God. And it's nothing too hard for him, nothing impossible for him. Hey, go back to that one verse in Psalms. Teach us number our days and apply our hearts to wisdom. If we apply our hearts to wisdom, we could number them. But do it one day at a time. That's all you got. Don't even have the rest of it. It's just now. Behold, now is the time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. You know what he said in Hebrews 2? How shall you escape if we neglect so great a salvation? You can't escape it. There's no other escape route. There's no other way. That's my Lord. That's my Savior. Jesus Christ, our loving Lord. You love him? He's the Lord. He's Jesus. He's my Savior. Yes, he is. Oh, listen. Can you die the death of the righteous? Can you die peacefully? Can you die with faith and hope and grace? I'm going to tell you something. God gives us dying grace when the time comes. He sure does. God does. Well, hey, there's no comparison. None whatsoever in the two different deaths. See, you got, not only do you have, you back this thing up, you got two roads you can travel on. Road, broad road leads to destruction, narrow road leads unto life, eternal life. And there's few that be on it, and there's many on the broad road. You got two roads to travel. You can die two different deaths, the death of the righteous, the death of the lost, or the wicked. You got, listen, two resurrections, resurrection of the just and the unjust. You got the two resurrections, and you can go on, thank God, and you got two destinations. Yeah. Did you know the lost are going to be raised, go back in that body, that is raised out of those graves, and they're going to be cast soul, spirit, and body into the lake of fire. Now, I'm telling you, people laugh, they can joke at it, make fun of it, ignore it, put it off. I'm telling you, don't put it off and don't ignore it. It's so. Now, I'm closing with this. Something my daddy told me. I'm sure I've used an illustration before. Somebody might not have heard it. You remember back a long time ago, I can remember when we used to go to funeral homes and set up with people. I'm serious. All night. Take turns. So many hours. They used to set up them with the home all the time. Now we just leave them in the chapel or we leave them in the funeral home. When a certain hour ago, we go home. No way. But it was like different then. Well, they were setting this man. They were setting up with this man. Daddy and him was, not Daddy, but Zamina was telling him about it. Was set up with this man, Brother Calvin. And listen, he was one that said he didn't believe in God. Didn't believe in no heaven or hell. They've been trying to tell him a long time that hell was real. He hadn't said a word in days, and they was just turning him, sitting up with him, turning him back and forth. They said they had him turned toward the wall and said, all of a sudden he turned over, looked at him with horror in his eyes. And he said, is this the hell y'all been telling me about? And he was gone. I witnessed this. You don't believe it? Ask Brother Enzer. In the early 70s, we was right up here at the old hospital. Went to see a man. He was near death. And you know what he was saying? They thought he went crazy. He was saying, I'm slipping into the fire. He said, my feet's at the edge of the fire. I'm slipping into it. Help me. Too late. I heard that with my own ears. You're talking about a heart-piercing thing. You say, what was going on? He died. That's what happened. He died. Sometimes you get glimpses as you leave or before you leave of the other world. wherever you're going. That's why Dwight saw them angels coming at him. Angels came and got the beggar, died. And he carried him into Abraham's bosom. And angels come get us too. And carry us into his presence. What a Savior. Woo! What a way to go! Glory to God. So I'm closing. Death is certain, death is real, death is an actuality, and death is going to come to everyone if Jesus tarries. Secondly, but what kind of death are you going to die? Death of the righteous or death of the lost person? An old prophet was praying, although it was hiring him. He still didn't want to die. He wanted to die the death of the righteous. He wasn't doing too good a righteous thing trying to. But he wanted to die the death of the righteous. And I'm going to tell you, that's what we want to die. So he said in that other verse of Scripture, teach us to number our days, number them, and apply our hearts unto wisdom, and to know our end. That's what he wants us to do. And he also said this, teach us how frail we are. How frail we are. It don't matter how strong we may think we are. We frail. Fragile. Life is so swift. It's swifter than the weaver's shuttle. Amen. It's like a vapor. It appeared for a little while, then it vanished away. Job said like a tale it's told. Don't take long to tell it. Sometimes I just sit and think. I said, where in the world did life go? Where did time go? You know what? We've been here. This November, we'll be moved in this church. 40 years. Isn't that right? I know we've been started for 41. It may be the 40 or 41 we've been in here. 40? We'll... I'm telling you something. I don't know where 40 is. And lots of us don't have 40 more. But I'm telling you, thank God when the time comes, we can rejoice and be glad in the Lord. So you say, I'm depressed. You talked about death too much this morning. Well, if you feel that way, cry out to the one that's got victory over death. If you do, cry out to the one that give. The Bible said in Ephesians 2, it tasted death for every man. Cry out to him. He went through death. He went through the valley of the shadow of death. He hung on a cross and died for you. Listen, death couldn't hold him down, thank God. Listen, it ain't going to hold us down either. We got a better day coming. And a Christian's death is better. It's gain. It's blessed. If you die in the Lord, would you stand with me?